This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon. Welcome to all our guests. We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by Bishop Deb Kesey, United Methodist Bishop of the Dakota Conference. Following today's prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by our pages of the day, Aaron Schoenbeck of Watertown and Mackenzie Jones of Sioux Falls. Please stand.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we bow before you this day asking for your guidance as we begin the work that is before us. Gracious God, we know that you rule all peoples of the earth, and we pray that we might be open to the presence of your Holy Spirit in this place. We pray that you will inspire the minds and guide the actions of all the women and men to whom you have committed this responsibility, the responsibility of government and leadership in this state. Give to them the vision of truth and justice, and by their counsel, all people may work together. Give to them the courage to speak for those for whom our society and our world tend to overlook, the poor, the powerless, the young, the elderly. Give to them a passion for justice and peace, both across this land and within our homes and our communities. Give to them a reverence for the earth as your creation, that we may use its resources wisely. O gracious and loving God, forgive our shortcomings and lead us by your wisdom, so that when our day is done and our work is complete, you, O God, may be pleased. We ask this in your great and glorious name.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Rodenschmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the Ninth Day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, we have a number of guests, as is obvious to you. I'd like to recognize them at this time. Senator Olson, in his red attire, would like to ask the Senate to welcome those also clad in red who are the AARP volunteers joining us here in the gallery for the annual lobby day at the state capitol. Will all the AARP volunteers please rise and be recognized? Welcome. Shirley. Glad you're here with us. Also, Senator Jim Peterson asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery members of the South Dakota Farmers Union. Those of you from the Farmers Union, would you stand or give a wave if you're already standing? Here they are. Welcome. Also, Senator Maher asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the executive board members from the South Dakota Veterinary Medical Association. I believe they're right above me. Please stand. Welcome. Hey, Judge. And finally, Senator Nesselhoff asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery visitors here for Vermilion Day, the Vermilion Chamber and Development Company, the City of Vermilion, Leadership Vermilion, and the Vermilion High Accelerated History Class. If you're standing, give a wave. Otherwise, please stand from Vermilion. There you are, back there. Oh, yeah, thank you. Also, Senator Heideprim just called to my attention Shirley Helene, former House member. Would you stand? Welcome. We'll proceed now to consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Judy Greff of Beadle County here in South Dakota to the Career Service Commission.
Remarks on the appointment of Judy Greff? Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe that one of my first opportunities when joining this body 4 years ago was to recommend the advice and consent of the appointment of Judy Greff, and so it's my pleasure to once again be able to make a return visit and ask you for the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the appointment of Judy Greff? Seeing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Judy Greff pursuant to the message as found on page 43 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor of the reappointment say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Aye. Adelstein? Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary? Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson? Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt? Teason?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Adelstein? Adelstein? Senator Adelstein? Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the question having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, the President declares the appointment is confirmed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Bruce Rumpelberg of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Housing Development Authority.
Remarks on the appointment of Bruce Rumpelberg. Senator Howie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bruce Rumpelberg is a constituent of mine, a friend of mine, and I've had an opportunity to observe him even from a distance for a number of years. And I just want to tell this body that you will not find in this state someone who is more civic-minded, someone who is more dedicated to community. Bruce is an example that we all could follow. And I can only just add that I would highly recommend that you endorse him for this appointment.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the appointment of Bruce Rumpelberg? Senator Adelstein?
I serve on four boards with Bruce. He is a very creative, an unusually contributive person. We're fortunate that his bank allows him, because he was a bank president who understands finances, but his bank allows him to serve nearly full-time in community service, and he's not a child volunteer.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Bruce Rumpelberg pursuant to the message as found on page 47 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Grave?
Hanson
Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff? Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Nesselhoff? Senator Nesselhoff? Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the question having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, the President declares the appointment is confirmed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointment of Kurt Jones of Marshall County, Britton, South Dakota, to the Housing Development Authority.
Remarks on the reappointment of Kurt Jones? Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's not often that I get an opportunity to address this body twice in such a short period of time, but it's really a pleasure for me to be able to recommend Kurt Jones, who's a very close personal friend of mine and a former member of this body. In fact, I think, as I remember, sat about in the very chair where Senator Gant is now, served for a long time. He was my senator during the years that I was in Britton. The son of also a former member of the legislature, Art Jones, and the uncle of our freshman member of the House of Representatives just elected this year over in on the other side of this Capitol building. So I very strongly encourage you to consent to this appointment of Kurt Jones to the Housing Development Board.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Kurt Jones? Pursuant to the message is found on page 46 of the Senate Journal. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Ray? Hansen Tom? Hansen Gary?
Aye.
Haverly? Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley, Senator Klocek. Klocek. Senator Klocek. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the question having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, the President declares the appointment is confirmed. We'll move now to reports of standing committees. Do you have a communication, madam?
Do we have any communications?
Any communications?
Or no.
No. We'll move then to the reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports it has had under consideration the nominations of Kelly Duncan and Melanie J. Satchel and recommends a set of confirmed set appointments and Senate Bill 38, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass as amended. Cooper Garnos, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 37, 70, and 78 and recommends said bills do pass and House Bills 1015, 1016, and 1017. And recommend said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Jean G. Abdallah, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 2, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and Senate Bill 51, and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bills 1 and 69, and recommend said bills do pass. Larry Roden, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 31 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 29, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended. Russell Olson, Chair.
For those of you in the gallery, those reports that the Secretary just read are relating to bills which were first read in the Senate and sent to committee. She just read those committee reports, and we'll take those up tomorrow. But now the members know what the recommendation of each committee is with respect to those bills. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1006, 1035, 1050, 1054, 1079, 1084, 1088, and 1089, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Yesterday, Senator Knudsen announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 47 lost.
Senator Knudsen, do you wish to move for reconsideration of the vote by which Senate Bill 47 was lost?
Yes, Mr. President, I would like to do so now.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the motion to reconsider, and again, they may not go to the merits of the bill, as you know.
Mr. President, and members of the Senate, I think we need to get this bill back where it can be further discussed, and we'll, at the appropriate time, we'll be making a motion to defer action on it.
Further remarks on the motion to reconsider? Motion to reconsider is a roll call vote. A majority will carry the motion. Those in favor of the motion to reconsider, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Hunhoff,
Jerstedt, Plochek,
aye.
Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Turbach-Berry, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The President declares the motion is carried, and Senate Bill 47 is up for reconsideration. Senator Knutson.
Is it up immediately, or is it up in our second reading item?
It's up immediately unless you move to place it in a different location.
Then I would move it at
or
this
a different
time.
Date. You could also move it to a different date, sir.
Yes, Mr. President, I would move that we defer action on Senate Bill 47 until this Friday, the 30th, I believe it is, of January.
Yes, that would be correct. Is there a second? The motion is to defer action, further action on Senate Bill 47 until Friday. That would be the 13th legislative day. Any remarks? Those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Further motions? We'll move to consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on Senate Bill 3 is found on page 171 be adopted.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the committee report on Senate Bill 3. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll move now to first reading of Senate bills. Under the Constitution, every bill must have a first and second reading. This is the first introduction of those bills into the process.
Senate Bill 90, an act to increase the number of varieties of malt beverage, wine, distilled spirits, liquor, and cordials that an off-sale liquor alcoholic beverage license may offer for sampling in one day. Senate Bill 91, an act to allow certain school districts for a period of 5 years to expend capital outlay funds for certain transportation costs for the purchase of property and casualty insurance and for energy costs and the cost of utilities. Senate Bill 92, an act to require the physical presence of any physician scheduled to perform an abortion at the site of the abortion procedure on the day prior to the abortion procedure. Senate Bill 93, an act to provide for the establishment of rural community-based energy development projects. Senate Bill 94, an act to exempt certain small wind energy facilities from property taxation. Senate Bill 95, an act to authorize certain schools to own and operate wind energy conversion systems, to establish a grant program for such purposes, and to make an appropriation therefore.
Those Senate bills which just had their first reading are referred to the following committees for their advice and recommendation: to the Senate Committee on Commerce, Senate Bills 90 and 98, to the Education Committee, Senate Bill 91, to Health and Human Services, Senate Bills 92 and 97, to the State Affairs Committee, Senate Bills 93 and 95, to Taxation, Senate Bill 94, and to Judiciary, Senate Bills 96 and 97. And again, for those of you in the gallery, those committees will consider those bills and take action on them. They may amend them, they may recommend passage as is, or they may essentially kill them in committee and make their report to the desk, which we read earlier. We'll now move to first reading of House bills. These bills have passed the House already and now are coming over for consideration by the Senate.
House Bill 1006, an act to create a highway finance task force to study long-term highway needs and to reform the method for financing highways in the state. House Bill 1035, an act to require the Secretary of State to redact certain numbers before furnishing copies of information. House Bill 1050, an act to revise the annual financial reporting requirements of insurance companies. House Bill 1054, an act to authorize youth licensees who possess a disabled hunting permit to hunt big game animals using a designated hunter. House Bill 1079, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the sex offender registry. House Bill 1084, an act to permit the appointment of a special advocate to represent the best interests of an apparent or alleged abused or neglected child. And House Bill 1089, an act to provide the court with discretion in ordering certain hearings on protection during protection order petitions.
Those House bills, which had their first reading just now, are referred to the following committees for their recommendation: to State Affairs, House Bill 1006, to Judiciary, House Bills 1035, 1079, 1084, 1088, and 1089, to Commerce, House Bill 1050, and to Ag and Natural Resources, House Bill 1054. Second reading of consent calendar items. Pursuant to Senate Rule 6-1, I am removing House Bill 1083 from the consent calendar because it requires a two-thirds vote. That will be on tomorrow's calendar.
Senator Hunhoff requested that House Bill 1032 be removed from the consent calendar. Senator Gillespie requested that Senate Bill 73 be removed from the consent calendar. Senate Bill 12, an act to limit the amount of tax refunds for construction projects that are located in areas that are included in a tax collection agreement between the state and an Indian tribe.
Senate Bill 12 constitutes our consent calendar. This is a bill that received unanimous recommendation of due pass from the committee to which it was referred. Thus, no debate is allowed on the floor. Only questions for clarification are allowed. Are there any questions on Senate Bill 12 on the consent calendar? Seeing none, the question is the consent calendar, Senate Bill 12. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Ray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Idaprim? Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jerstead? Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one nay.
Senate Bill 12, the consent calendar, has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions. Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, at this time, I would like to move that we defer action on Senate Bill 48 until Friday, the 13th legislative day. It is somewhat a companion, or raises the same issues as Senate Bill 47. I would also like to defer action until Thursday, the 12th legislative day, Senate Bill 68 and Senate Bill 17. And finally, I would include in this motion deferring Senate Bill 4 until tomorrow, the 11th legislative day.
Is there a second?
Second.
That Senator Knudsen's motion is to defer Senate Bill 48 until Friday, the 13th day, Senate Bills 68 and 17 until Thursday, the 12th legislative day, and Senate Bill 4 until Wednesday, the 11th legislative day. That's tomorrow. Any remarks on that motion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Senate Bill 16, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the taxation of biodiesel and biodiesel blends.
Senate Bill 16 has had its second reading. It's now up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. South Dakota is an energy-producing state. We produce over 1 billion gallons of ethanol, and we've had several of our groups that have wanted to build biodiesel plants in South Dakota. And a year ago, the governor came with a bill to create an incentive for the development of the biodiesel industry. Now, Senate Bill 16 is a bill that's need to clarify some things that were in the bill a year ago. Senate Bill 16 has two objectives. Number one, the bill codifies a current memorandum of understanding between the Department of Revenue and producers of biodiesel by requiring filing of a report so that appropriate taxes are paid and so that the department can verify when the industry meets the required production capacity and the actual production to launch the 2-cent incentive for consumers at the pump. As a result of legislation unanimously passed last year, $700,000 was transferred from the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund to the Highway Fund last July. The reporting also serves to document when the program sunsets as the incentive of $600,000 is exhausted. Number two, this bill also produces a tax refund for methanol, which is one of the products that can be used as a catalyst in the production of biodiesel. A simple analogy is that we do not tax the heat from the oven, but we tax the cookie when we sell it. Not refunding the methanol tax would result in a tax rate of 22.5 cents per gallon on an ongoing basis and 20.5 cents during the consumer incentive program. It would be a 1/2 cent increase. And in all likelihood, when a biodiesel plant is built here in the state of South Dakota, it will not use methanol. It will use a different process. So I ask for your favorable consideration of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 16. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bella?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Darnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Bray?
Hanson
Tom? Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher? Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Schmidt,
Teason,
aye.
Trebek Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Gillespie. Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 16 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 18, an act to update certain provisions pertaining to motor carrier safety and transportation of hazardous materials.
Senate Bill 18 has had its second reading. It's now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 18 was a bill that was brought to us by the Department of Public Safety.
and its goal is to update the motor carrier safety and hazardous materials regulations. These are the two segments of our rules that motor carrier services uses when inspecting motor carriers. The state does about 28,000 inspections annually, and what these changes do is to have them coincide, our rules coincide with those that are being used by all other states in the nation. There is a string attached. South Dakota receives federal grant money through the Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Program. And to be eligible for this money, you have to abide by these rule changes. That's what Senate Bill 18 does. There was no opponents in committee. It passed 7-0, and I would urge your support of Senate Bill 18. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 18. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dalla? Adelstein? Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Ray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher? Merchant? Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 18 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Without question, the title is deemed correct. That concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Senator Dempster, and then...
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations tomorrow morning, 8 to 12. We will continue with our review of the Board of Regents' budgets.
Senator Adelstein.
Health and Human Services tomorrow morning at, we sleep in, at 8:30.
8:30. Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation tomorrow morning, 8:30.
Senator Tom Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Taxation will meet at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Gray moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.